The message that I have that the Lord's been dealing with me this week about, if I could put a title to it, it is In Good Times and Bad. You know, I would love it if the Lord said, get saved and you'll never have another trouble come into your life. We would be building on to the chapel. We'd need more parking space out there. But you know what he says is he'll be with us in the good times and in the bad times, and I'm thankful for that. So this week I've had scriptures coming to my mind, but on top of scriptures, I've had songs coming to my mind. I am very thankful for spiritual songs, because what they are is a testimony of somebody that says the word, they're backing up the word of God with their testimony that they share with us. So I want to share both of those with you, but I want to start. You know, it says over in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. This is Thanksgiving week. And it's letting us know, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So sometimes I say, I really wish I knew what God's will was for my life. Here it is. In everything that comes into my life, be able to give thanks. Now, how can I do that? A lot of times I think thanks comes from the good things that he gives me. For me to have the good times and the bad and be thankful is that I realize, you know what, the bad things that God allows to come into my life have a good ending if I will allow it to be. Heaven as my home is going to be the final good ending. But I think of songs that tell us about the good times and the bad times, and how we can have victory through them all. I'd like to share some of those with you as we look at scripture also. Song number 53 came to my mind. This is a song of praise. First verse, let the gates of praise be open, sounding forth the joy within. Shout and sing, the Lord has spoken, for he saves and keeps from sin. Now here's, I like this second verse. When our hearts are full of gladness, which we joyfully proclaim, how it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies his name. You know, I think his name is magnified when I tell about all the good things that God's doing for me. But then look at these other verses. Third verse, praise him when the heart is heavy for his children near or far. Joyfully we'll bear their burden to our God who answers prayer. That's what we just did just a little bit ago, putting our prayer requests together. Here's these that are in need today, and we bring them before you. Then it says, when the clouds above us hover and the hosts of hell are near, shout his praises, hallelujah, Christ will make them disappear. He's talking about the clouds will disappear. We can still have the trouble in our life, troubles that happen in our life, but the clouds that hover over us can disappear, and we realize that God's in control of it. There is something that Job said to his wife. He had a question that was given to her. I don't see her having any problem when there was good times that was coming into their life. I don't really hear from her hardly at all except for one thing. When trouble came into his life, and she says, are you going to still... You going to still hold your integrity? Curse God and die. You know, that's the devil coming in through her voice saying, you know what? Bad times have come on us. Forget all the good times that there have been. Now we're up against some bad times. And I love what he said. He had two questions that he gave back to her. One of them was a one-word question. What? It's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing from you here. What? Shall we not receive the good things from God and also the evil things from God? The things that he allows that we would rather never happen in our life. He allows them both. And I think about Daniel. You know, he had some good times in his life. He was promoted. You know, when he was able to tell the king what his... Remember when the king said, I had a dream. I need an interpretation of it. And his guy said, tell us the dream and we'll give you the answer. And he said, there's one problem. I forgot what it was. Well, you know, who can tell? They even said that. Who can tell? It's just God that can do that. Well, Daniel was in connection with that God. You ever thought about that story right there? When Daniel comes to him and says, I have the dream and its interpretation. You know, I'm afraid I would be a little apprehensive. I hope I've got it right. This is what came to me, and I hope it's right. You know what? Daniel had a confidence when he told him, King, this happened. And he could see the light come on in the king's eyes. That's right. That's it. And he had the interpretation for it. You know, Daniel was promoted at that time. Good times and bad times. We get to read also of Daniel when he went into the lion's den. And yet he still, what does it say? He still gave thanks just before he went into the lion's den. He prayed three times a day and he thanked the Lord. What do you have to give thanks for when the bad times are on for us? I think what we're doing then is we're giving thanks, and I believe Daniel did. He gave thanks that God had not left him. God was still there. We can do the same thing ourselves. You know, we read this so often, the 23rd Psalm, and I love it. You know what the 23rd Psalm is? It's filled with some good times and some bad times. I look at that, Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That sounds good. Because he's my shepherd, I'm not going to have any problems. Then we see the good times. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Those are some peaceful times right there. Amen. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's all over in the good times category. Then we go into some areas. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Look over here. I'm not going to fear any evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Here's some of the bad times. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence. I got some enemies that's giving me some trouble. But right in that same bad time that's happening, it starts out with, I've got this confidence. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm not going to lack anything. It doesn't say I'll never have trouble. But I'm not going to lack his presence being with me in that trouble. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That's in the middle of my bad times. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Okay, here's somebody's testimony that goes along with that. Song number 108. Though I walk in ways unknown, I am never left alone, for the Lord will not forsake me while I do his will. I need to always remember these little words right in here. While I do his will, he's going to be there with me. Whatever may be tied, he is walking by my side, and by this I know he loves me still. Then I found this verse over in Isaiah 54. And I like this verse, 54 and 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So, looking at that verse, that sounds like a promise. I won't have any bad times. Should they start to come, no weapon formed against thee is going to prosper. It's just going to dissolve the problems. No, I like it when this verse, what it's really telling me is, you know what? Over the run of my life, those weapons that the devil has brought to cause me to lose it in the end, they won't be successful. Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I think of these, there's another song, it will work for my good if the Savior I love. There's so many songs that's got a little attachment here. This activates when I'm doing my part. It will work for my good if my Savior I love. I am thankful for that. There's another song in 485. In the middle of these times, it doesn't say we won't have any trouble, but it's what he will do for us in the middle of those times. And what I want to encourage you with is, when the troubles, when the bad times come to you, pull out the Bible, but also pull out your songbook. Because the songbook is full of testimonies of somebody. I was there. If all of our songs were just, we sang that song, the first song that we sang. Since I met my Savior, I've had constant victory. And I have to say, some of these songs, I say, that's my prayer. I'd like to be able to get there someday. But you know what? As these, a lot of these songs tell us, we've got troubles that will come into our life, but we don't have to fail because of them. So that one, first verse, it doesn't say if the storms of life are raging, when the storms of life are raging, they're coming. Tempests wild on sea and land, I'm going to seek a place of refuge. Where's it going to be? In the shadow of his hand. And then it says, verse number 3, enemies may strive to injure, Satan all his arts employ. Look at this verse. He will turn what seems to harm me into immediate joy. You know, sometimes we want something right now. We want it quick. If I want to order food, I want to go through the fast lane, and I don't want to. You know, I had even a couple days ago, there's nobody in the line behind me. But when you go in and you order and you pull up to the line to get your fast food and they tell you, would you pull on up? I think, why pull up? There's nobody behind me. Well, it means you're going to be a while. There might be somebody else come before you get your food. But this one, things are going to come. But when they come, help me to realize this may not be an immediate joy, but this is everlasting joy. If I will go through it in the right way. The fourth verse, here's a decision that I'm making in these bad times. So while here the cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild, Jesus for my soul is caring, naught can harm a father's child. Everlasting joy. We have this Romans 8 and 28, and probably every one of us could recite it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I can just roll off my tongue. I've memorized it as a child and I can say it. You know what that's talking about? It's easy for me to know that those things are working together in the good times when things are going well for me. But it's also the same thing. We know that all things, you know, what was it saying for us? This is the will of God, that in everything I give thanks. That I'm thankful that God has a plan that stretches from here out into eternity for my life. And he sees I need this little piece here. I read about Job. The first two chapters, I love them. What did they both end with, in all this, Job sinned not. And he doesn't charge God foolishly. But you know, that went on for more than two chapters. There were some places where we see before the book ended of Job, we see some places where something bubbles to the surface that Job, he's gone through it long enough now that he says, I wish I had an audience with God. I'd like to talk to him about what he's doing in my life. And God brought about that. You know what God was doing? He was wanting Job to be able to have everlasting joy. He wanted to purge some things from him. And I tell you, good times and bad times. When bad times came for Cheryl, you know, none of us would say, that's the way I'd like to end my life. But you know what she was able to do was she was able to say, way back there, I told the Lord, put into my life.
Yes.
Whatever it takes. For me to go to heaven. Will that happen with all good things in my life? You know what drives us to the Lord and what has us searching our heart to make sure we're ready to meet him, because it looks like we're going to leave out of here,
yes,
is the bad times. Those things that come into us. And yet it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are bad times that come, but God has promised to be with us through those times. We have another song, number 191. Because I like to be able to take these songs and let them fortify Scripture. Here's someone that has had victory through it. 191 verse 1 and 2. Beyond this world of toil and care. You know, for me to take the good things that come into my life and the bad things, I've got to be like that. Those folks that confess that they were a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm moving through this phase of my life to another phase of my life, which is this. Beyond this world of toil and care, beyond this veil of gloom, there is a land, a happy land, a place we call our home. It says, oh, what a blessed hope is this. You know what? It's good to have that hope when we're in the bad times. When the difficult things are happening to us, we can have that hope. What a blessed hope is this. It's an anchor to the soul. And if we do our, here's this my part again. If we do our Savior's will, we will safely reach the goal. I'm going to trust Him while we live. Going to trust Him when we die. Because I'm confessing that I'm a stranger and a pilgrim here. And then when all of our work is done, we'll dwell with Him on high. Some of the things that I need to have settled in my heart, things that I need to know, here's one of them. 2 Samuel 22 and 31. This needs to be like a foundation for my experience with God. Little piece of it says, as for God, His way is perfect in good times and bad times. That's the things that come into my life. I may be able to put a name to the person that has given me difficulty and be able to say it's this person that's causing trouble in my life. Job could have. Job knew who stole the animals. And yet he never said it was the Chaldeans or it was the Sabaeans. What he said was the Lord gave it and the Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there's going to be victory for us in the good times and the bad times when I realize, you know what? God's hand is in control of the things that come into my life. There's another song in number 106. Some things that we can know. It says, I know on whom my faith is fixed. I know in whom I trust. I know. You know what? That's knowledge goes through the good times and the bad times. I still have that same knowledge. I know that Christ abides in me and all of His ways are just. It says, I know God is, the last verse, I know God is, I know His word unfailing meets each test, the good times and the bad times. I calmly face a hostile world with soul and mind at rest. You know, there's something that I've got to realize in this when I'm committing good times and bad times into His hand. There's a verse that I saw over in Isaiah 64, 64 and 8. Now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou our potter. We are all the work of Thy hand. A knowledge that, you know what, this thing that is in my life today, it's over in the negative category, and yet God is the one that's molding my life. If I could just see myself as clay on the potter's wheel, and He's making adjustments to it, because He wants to have something at the end that will be to His glory from my life. Now, O Lord, You're our Father, good times and bad times. We're the clay, You're the potter, we're the work of Thy hands. And that bad times in our life is still the work of His hands for me. Something that He's trying to do in my life. There was a song that I saw, title of it was He Leadeth Me. It'd be good if it says, you know what, He's led me into good places all through my life. This says, He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I be, still it is God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, both sides, good and bad times. by water still or over troubled sea, it's still his hand that is leading me. And then here comes my part. Good times and bad times. Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content, whatever my lot I see, because it's God's hand that is leading me. To be able to have that, and the chorus of that said, his faithful follower I will be, because it is his hand that's leading me. Paul realized it was God's hand that was leading him. In Philippians 4 and 11, after all of the things that had happened in his life, 4 and 11 Philippians, he says, not that I speak in respect of want. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Does content mean I just love it where I am? I'd like to just have this continue all my life, just like this. I think this contentment that he's talking about is content to the fact that God has me here today. God is in control of this situation, and I'm not charging God foolishly for where I am. I have learned, and again, this is kind of like that song that we sing that's a real high testimony. I can still look at this verse and say, I am learning how to be content in these areas and asking God to look down in mercy upon me. There's another verse of a song, number 180. It says, though in trial I suffer, here we go from good times into bad times, he keeps me content. He sees before me the dangers prepared. Look at this, that he's working in my life in the bad times. And in mercy his wisdom the flames may have sent, that my soul greater woe might be spared. What is greater woe than going through difficult times? Greater woe is if good times had always come to me and I did not get purged out the things that needed to be purged. Greater woe would be to hear at the end, to not hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That my soul, greater woe than the troubles that are allowed to come into my life. I want to be able to go through those. I believe Cheryl was able to finish her race with that testimony. She allowed the good times to come and we loved them. She allowed the bad times to come and she profited from them. I can kind of see those bad times when they come. You can either let that wave overwhelm you or you can step up on top of it by God's help. Where Peter, in a storm, sees Jesus doing it. Jesus is walking on the waves and he bids, would you bid me to come to you? As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do it too. It is so easy for us to look at the waves around us and start to sink also. There's another verse in 2 Timothy 1 and 12. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Some things that we know, you know, we know that we have passed from death unto life. We need to have a knowledge because the devil's going to come to us, especially in the bad times, and contest the things that are coming into our life. This is just a solid conviction. It is based on experience of walking with the Lord and him showing me places that I need to move up. And I've done those things. And now I can have this assurance. I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. He's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. Against that day, the day when we have trouble in our life. Also against that last day that I would have victory to stand before the Lord. There is, we had Romans 8 and 28. We know that all things work together for good. But there's something else that Paul tells us in the 8th chapter of Romans. It talks about the bad times that can come to us. And it says in the 35th verse, here's what we're going to have to make a decision from in the bad times. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, You know, any one of these could cause us to say, it could have caused Paul to say, I'm through. Yeah. I've been stoned this many times. I have been shipwrecked this many times. I'm through. But instead it says, who's going to separate us? Well, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Then look at this decision that was made, 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then the list comes back. I'm persuaded. This is that knowledge that I have, that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, powers, things present in 2024 or things to come in 2025, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, none of these places where in bad times I have the strength to go through them. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. I want to always keep that in my mind and attach it with the verse that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In bad times, I can still have the victory. You remember where Paul, it seems like it should be that when you pray to the Lord and you want healing, you should be able to get it. What did he have? His testimony was, I had a change that I wanted to have made. We don't know for sure what it was. But I went to the Lord three times asking him to make that change for me. It'd be the good times that we would have if he healed him right there. But instead, what the Lord came back and said, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, Paul had a decision that he had to make about bad times that were going to be in his future. Am I going to just say, I'm through, I give it up? Instead, he said, most gladly, I'm going to just climb up on top of this. And he did. Lived the rest of his life, ended it with a testimony, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I want that to be able to happen. Who can separate us? Nothing. If the love of Christ will stay in our heart. Robert and Julie have sung a song to us before. What he does not keep you from. You know, I would love it if the Lord would always keep me from troubles coming into my life. It says, what he does not keep you from, he will take you through. He will take you through to the other side of that difficult place being with you. There was another song that I've had come to my mind this week. It says, in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet. This sounds like Psalm 23 starting out. God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow. I love that time. The waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. And you know what? I'd love to just stay right there in that place. I would like to live in that place. But then it says, sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. Good times and bad times. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, he leads his dear children alone. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, even in that time, he leads his dear children alone. Through grace. You know what? We are not able to do this on our own. But God's grace, where it says where sin abounds, or I think we could say where difficult times abound, grace does much more abound. This says, sometimes in the valley in the darkest of night, he leads his dear children alone. Sorrows befall us, Satan oppose. Through grace we can conquer and defeat all of our foes. God leads his dear children alone. The chorus said, here's what he does for some of them. Some through the water, some through the flood. Some through the fire, but every one of them through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but even then God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. For us today, you know what? 2025 is coming on us quickly. It will be, Brother Wright gave me a calendar for next year. That calendar is clean for next year. It has no difficulties that I have faced. I can mark this past year with some difficult times. Next year's just a clean slate. We do have a promise. There will be good times. There will be bad times. But there will also be Jesus to walk with us through all of those times. That's what I want to encourage you with today. Whatever may be tied. These are not just songs that somebody said, you know, there's a blank page on this songbook. I got to come up with something by next Sunday to put in there. No, this, I believe, was difficult times for a lot of these songwriters, but they came out on the other side with victory, and they said, let me share this testimony. So when you are going through difficult times and you pull out your Bible and you see some of these promises, look also in the songbook, because what those are doing is, that's a songwriter that raises his hand and says, I had that difficult time, and the Lord brought me through to the other side. What we really want in our life, more than anything else, I want to hear at the end, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I want the Lord to bring to the surface the things that I need to change. What does it say? Some men's sins go beforehand, and some men's they follow after. If I could use that example about me coming up to the end of my life, I want to send my sins on up ahead. Amen. Salvation does that. I do not want them to tag along behind. Nobody knew what I was doing in my life, so I just kept it hidden. But now I come to judgment day, and they're revealed. What I want is, sometimes it's the difficult things that come into my life to help me with all of that. I'm very thankful for it. So I don't want this to be, well, this is a downcast message. Not at all. You know what? This is the truth. We're going to have good times this next year. Enjoy them. Realize with those will come bad times. With God's promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I have not only the word of God to promise that, but I have countless songs where they went through some difficult times and they came out on the other side that, you know what? Just to know that he knows, that my Lord understands, and his look of compassion I see. It soothes the pain in my breast. It's a calm to my, bringing comfort and peace unto me. You know what? That was somebody's song that they were probably still going through troubles right at that time. But they said, you know what? The Lord is walking with me. Though I walk in ways unknown, I am never left alone. Good times and bad times. 2025 is coming on us. If the Lord doesn't come between now and then, we will have 2025 to face. Do we have to say, I hate it when the bad times come to me? When they do, may I do what Job said. God has allowed these things, and he sinned not, nor did he charge God foolishly. I want to accept the bad times that come into my life, step up on them, and walk on them, because we can have victory in our life. That is our prayers.